Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Kyle Quinn producing the show back at the station. Hugh Douglas, good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing today, man? I don't have anything witty to say.
Well, this is a beautiful day, Hugh.
Yeah,
we're
down at
Eagles training camp. The guys are out there stretching right now, getting ready for practice. We'll have Jordan Mailata and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on the show.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
A little later on. Excited to talk to those guys. Obviously, Jordan Mailata, he's always got some interesting things to say. And Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Hugh, a guy with a real opportunity this year with N'Kobe Dean down for a little while. A guy who could potentially be starting to start the year on defense.
Very, very smart football player, man. I'm curious to see, you know, when we get a chance to talk to him. We got a lot of questions I'm going to ask him. But, yeah, has an opportunity to go out there and be a starter this year.
I got to get some of his – we got to get some of his memories from you as a kid.
You know what?
Kid,
I don't think – like I don't think he has many. You know what I mean? To be honest, I know our kids all grew up together. But I would be interested to see what he remembers.
Yeah.
I would say probably not a lot.
I mean, it's just the coolest story ever. Like, yeah. To be playing for the team, playing for the franchise that your dad played for, you get to wear his number, you get to play the same position. Really cool stuff. So really excited to talk to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. later on. As we said, Jordan Mailata. Those guys will join us after practice today. You want to get in and start the show, 215-592-9494 is how you get in. And as Eagles training camp gets underway here, a lot of storylines surrounding this team. But one that I'm really interested in, Hugh, when we look at this season, is the offense and how things look compared to last year. Because let's face it, this year, or last season, despite the fact that the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, the Super Bowl, they threw the ball really effectively. That was a team that ran the ball to a lot of their success last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were a dominant running team. They rode Saquon Barkley for a long way last season. Saquon had an incredible year. But as we look at this team this year, I think the offense needs to change. I think the offense needs to evolve. I personally think they need to be more of a pass-heavy team this year. I'm not saying they need to come out, throw the ball, you know, 60, 70% of the time. But I don't think that the Eagles can run the ball with the same kind of frequency that they did last year. I think they need to change. I want to know how people feel. 215-592-9494. Do you feel like the Eagles need to be more pass heavy this year? And I'll ask you to start the show, Hugh. Do you think that the Eagles, as we go into this year, need to adjust, need to be more pass heavy? Or do you think, you know, don't fix something that ain't broken?
That's a deep question, TK. And for a minute, allow me to long talk, because I think I need to long talk, because that you gave me a lot to chew on. Thanks, Kyle. But like when you ask questions like that, I just can't answer them simply yes or no. Because I feel like this. First and foremost, the NFL, the way teams play you, is going to predict how you have success offensively. Now, we know that the rushing attack for us was phenomenal this year. Well, last year, I should say. And we benefited tremendously from having a back like Saquon Barkley. But every team that you play is not going to be equipped to stop your running game. That's a fact. When we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and how they were able to stymie Saquon Barkley, they were better equipped up front with the personnel that they had to stop the run. Every team is not like that. Now, the question you're asking me, do they need to evolve a little bit and you know, throw the ball a little bit more? I would say yes. I would say yes to that question, but it's going to be on a week-to-week basis what you do that you're going to have success with. And not only that, giving the ball and throwing the ball to your targets doesn't necessarily mean receivers all the time. You know, John Ritchie pointed out yesterday that he saw a lot of the running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, and they're trying to get them more involved in the passing game. That might be the way. And I remember when Andy Reid was here, a lot of times the screen pass out of the backfield to the running back was the equivalent to a run play. So I'm assuming that the Eagles are thinking the same thing, and they're going to lean more into that, you know. So your bread and butter, and the thing that teams are going to have to stop when it comes to the Eagles, I think first and foremost going into the season, is they're going to have to stop the run. So when you say that, I think that there probably is a formula for them to pass the ball more, but don't get too far away from what gave you success last year.
Yeah, no, I get you. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, do you think the Eagles need to be more of a pass-heavy team this season? And I do. And the reason I really feel this way is you look around the league, these teams are smart. I mean, the run game was dominant last year. I do think there's an element of it that kind of caught teams off guard. And I think during the season, when teams, they really have what? I mean, a week to prepare for you, the week they're kind of leading into that game. You know every defensive staff in the NFL with the Eagles on their schedule this year. I mean, they're looking at how do we slow down this running game? Mm-hmm. How do we force the Eagles into doing things they don't want to do? And I think you look at the great teams in the past, like the Patriots with Brady. They would change almost week to week. Like, they'd have games where they'd come out and they'd throw the ball 40 times. It would be Brady to Randy Moss. They'd come out the next week and they'd run the ball 40 times. You look at the Chiefs the last couple of years. They've transitioned from an explosive passing team, then they became more of a run-dominant team, then this past year they became more of a dink-and-dunk team. I just think when you look at how the great teams stay great, it's because they change and they don't really stay the same.
But see, that's the thing, TK. Every team that you're talking about, they adapted to what the other teams did to them. Now, there's going to be – like, in order to keep teams honest, you're going to have to run the ball. There has to be a threat to run the football. And we saw last year when Spags basically said, hey, you know what, beat us with your arm. Jalen was able to do that. Now, a team that starts the season, the Dallas Cowboys come in and they might try that. But when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, and I know they've added a few pieces, Michael Parsons having some issues with, you know, his contract and everything. He says he's going to be in camp. But they're not really equipped up front to stop the run. So, going into that game, I don't think you deviate too much from the game plan that you had last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because physically up front, the personnel that they have, I don't think they're equipped to stop the run like that.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I think certainly, like, you'll look at what a defense does, and that'll impact how you kind of operate. I'm just interested in this season, as you go into it, like, what the mindset is. And here was A.J. Brown talking. This was way back in the offseason. This is before the Eagles hired Kevin Petullo. But here was A.J. on his thoughts and whether the offense needs to change a little bit this year.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, there's definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has a film on us.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
we got to adapt, you know. So, we're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year, but, you know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically, you know. But, you know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do it for.
And I'm sure AJ, you know, he'd like to see him throw the ball a bit more. He'd like to see a little more action.
Yeah.
But here was a little more. This was actually Jalen Hurts. Jalen kind of giving the other perspective.
Is there a part of you with your inputs says, hey, you know, maybe it's time that we can do this and we'd like to see it happen even more?
No, there isn't. It's a matter of finding ways to win the game, you know. It's a matter of finding ways they win the game. It's my mentality and my desire to win has evolved over time because of my experiences. And so it's nothing about winning, you know. I've been a very long time being told that I got to do it a certain type of way. That didn't get me the win when I did it the way that everybody wanted me to do it. And so that's something that I carry with me. And I'm speaking specifically towards, you know, you guys have seen the speech where pregame speech before last year's final game, talking about having an opportunity to go out there and kind of go prove yourself on a big stage. But when you put so much energy towards the product and performance, you kind of lose sight of what the main thing is in winning. And so I think having that loss has done nothing but motivate me from that point on in 2022 now to just find ways to win regardless of how it looks. And so my input and my voice in something will not be a proponent of projection to what you can see in any area of the game. It's just a matter of trying to find ways to win. That's all that matters to me. And I just want the team to have that same mentality as well.
And what Jalen's saying there is right. Like, obviously, you do whatever it takes to win. That's what they did last year. But when I talk about the passing, I don't think it's needing to prove anything. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't want the Eagles to change because it needs to look a different way. I just think it's going to be a necessity. I just have trouble believing that the running game is going to be able to be as dominant this year.
You know what? I kind of disagree, TK, with that premise because – for the last couple of days, you know, I've been turning on television, and Jalen has been a hot topic.
Always
a hot topic. He's a hot button. And it's always in comparison to, and the two names that I always hear is Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Now, when you talk about individual talent, I can't put Jalen in that stratosphere because he's not that. You know, but when I look at resume, and I'm going to say it again, resume, Jalen's resume stands out over both of those guys. But we are so, like, what Jalen said is profound, in my opinion, because he basically is saying he's going to do whatever it takes to win a football game, regardless of how that looks. Now, the other two guys, they've had a lot of success with style points and being able to thrive and achieve with lesser talent. Now, I'm not the one that's going to penalize Jalen for Howie's ability to go out and put premium talent around him. I would venture to think that either one of those guys that we like to talk about so fondly, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, would – well, I'll probably take that back. They probably won't get back no money. But they would probably give one of their, you know, man parts to be a part of a team that has this much firepower.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, I was trying to clean it up.
I like the phrasing of that.
No, I'm just saying, but for whatever reason – people are penalizing Jalen because of the Eagles' ability to sign contracts, to get top-quality players, and put talent around their subpar or not as good a quarterback as other teams have. You know who this reminds me of? And I'm going to keep saying it until y'all understand where I'm coming from. Joe Montana.
Okay.
Joe Montana, when you talk about the era he came up with, Dan Marino, who was it, Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly.
With all the, like, all of those quarterbacks.
Boomer Esiason,
the quarterback club, all those cats. All those cats, when you look at their measurables, were better than Joe Montana individually, right? They were better than him, right?
Yeah, they were, yep.
No, I'm not getting on you, TK.
I'm
preaching right now.
Yeah, I'm letting you
I'm
go.
I'm preaching.
Yeah.
And look, when you talk about the talent, John Taylor, Jerry Rice, I forgot the tight end's name, the running back, Roger Craig and those guys. They had talented guys around them. Dan Marino went to one Super Bowl. Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer, you know. But when you talk about talent and on an individual level, that's one thing. Yes, Joe Montana was not as talented as Dan Marino. But Joe Montana was considered a GOAT at one point.
Yeah.
With the noodle arm, with the precision noodle arm. And he had talent around him, but nobody's talking about him. Like, oh, well, Joe Montana wouldn't have been so great if he had that talent around him. But for whatever reason, Jalen's getting penalized because he has that. And he, not only that, he unquantifiable intangibles, that, like I always talk about. He has something about him where he's a leader of men. The first thing that you look at, remember when Chris Sims in the huddle with John Gruden, he couldn't spit the play out. The first thing that you have to have as a quarterback is a commanding presence. For whatever reason, Jalen has that.
He does have that, for sure.
He has that. Jalen, his teammates love him. I think back with Jordan Mailata at the end of the Super Bowl, he said, hey, man, you're that guy or whatever he said. They respect him. They respect him. And they're willing to run through brick walls for him. Now, AJ might not feel the same as he felt a few years ago, but AJ's on a championship team, and he's had a lot of success with Jalen Hurts. Now, this year might be different. He might get a chance to touch the rock a little bit more. That's the ebb and flow of football. But you can't diminish what Jalen brings to the table.
No, absolutely not. And I don't think, like, I don't look at it as diminishing Jalen. I just think the offense needs to evolve as things move forward here. 215-592-9494. And I'll ask Kyle Quinn back at the station today. Kyle, do you think the Eagles need to be more of a pass-heavy team as we head into this season?
Yeah, and that was a nice filibuster by Douglas. And a cute answer.
Why does it always get personal?
Hey,
she
was
Hurts.
Cooking there, man.
Why does it always get personal?
Well, I mean, because the whole thing was a cop-out. Like, to sit there and just say, whatever it takes to win the game. Like, yeah, obviously, I understand that. Nobody knows what it's going to look like on a game-to-game basis. But let's be honest about what this thing's going to look like next year. The formula for the Eagles for how they win is probably going to change in a drastic way. I mean, I guarantee you're not getting 2,000 yards from Saquon again. You're probably not going to be the number one defense in football again. You know, now, does that mean they're going to be 10? No, probably not. Maybe they'll be 5. But things are going to look a little bit different. And by the way, you think we're going to be able to go through an entire another season of just handing the ball off all the time, and AJ Brown's not going to have a problem with that.
Well that's another element.
Realistic about this thing? The Eagles are probably, just by happenstance, like the way that the NFL works and the way that teams are going to challenge them next season, they're going to have to throw the ball more to win. Like, the Chiefs probably put the formula out there in the Super Bowl for what to do to stop the Eagles' running game. Now, good for Jalen. He beat them. He needs to be able to do that on a more consistent level next season if the Eagles are going to be right back where they are. Like, the Eagles are going to have to start throwing the football if they're going to want to win more games next season.
Yeah, and I kind of see it the same way. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you think the Eagles are going to need to throw the ball more this season to have the same level of success? I just think when you look at around the league, these coaches are really smart. They put in a lot of work. And everybody watch that Super Bowl. And who knows whether that is a blueprint to stop Saquon Barkley, shut down this running game. Not every team from a talent perspective will be able to do it, but I do think it's going to be harder for the Eagles to run the ball this year. 215-592-9494. We'll get your calls on this coming up. You want to get in. Do you think the Eagles need to throw the ball more this season, or do you continue to just pound the rock, pound Saquon Barkley? Don't change anything.
Pound Saquon Barkley's crazy.
Oh, man, that's a drop. Do they run the ball until somebody proves they can stop it? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Later on the show after practice, Jordan Mailata and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. will join us. We'll get to your calls coming up. Plus, we'll let you hear from Jordan Mailata and Jalen Hurts on how they're approaching this season. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.